As always on a Monday night, we look forward to chatting with Tara Murray from the Sunbury and Macedon Rangers Star Weekly. Tara, good evening.
Good evening, Matt.
We'll start with the AFL Goldfields decision to review its junior registrations. This is something that I think we spoke about briefly last Monday night, but you've found out a bit more on it.
We did, yeah. The AFL Goldfields put out a release saying they were going to look at their junior competitions that they run. So that was your Riddle District, your Ballarat, your Central Highlands and your Castlemaine and Maryborough competitions, just to try and address the variances that they've got within the competition. They're finding that a lot of teams, a lot of the bigger teams in the bigger towns are busting at the seams. All those players are coming, so such as your growth areas, such as your Gisborne and your Sunbury, where a lot of your smaller towns have been struggling for players. Like as we were talking last week and I've reported a few weeks ago, you've got like your Rockbank, your Diggers Rest, your Romsey, your Lancefield are struggling to field your under-18s, your under-16s, and some of them don't have any junior sides at all. So they're looking to try and address that and work out what is the best way forward for the four competitions.
Do they have any idea of what they're going to specifically address with this review? Because to me it sounds very broad and just a knee-jerk reaction.
It's a knee-jerk reaction. It's something that's been growing the last few years. And speaking to Rob Ward, he said at this point you can't rule anything in or rule anything out, and they may go forward. Like each of the four competitions run their junior programs. It may be something that the AFL Goldfields takes over running them. I said to him, is there a possibility that there may be side swap competitions where you've got a lot of your stronger ones in one and your weaker ones? And he said, too early to tell with that. They're just going to speak to the clubs and see what the clubs sort of say and go from there.
It's going to be very interesting and something to monitor over the next few months or even next couple of years to see if there is an improvement in junior football. On the senior side of things, there was a big result on Saturday with Romsey suffering their first loss since the 2013 semi-final. Can you tell us about that?
Well, there's been a twilight match. It was a pretty wet and horrible conditions out there for both Romsey and Rupertswood out at Romsey. And while these two sides had pretty close results last year, I think there was 20 points was probably the biggest margin between the two sides. And I know I went out to a game, I think there's only four or five goals kicked between them earlier in the season. So they're known for having their tight in an under contest, and that was the case basically with the rain. Rupertswood kicked the first three goals of the game. In the end, that was the difference, as neither team could kick a goal in that last quarter.
And good for Rupertswood to bounce back after a disappointing result in round one against the Kangaroos. They're going up against Diggers Rest, who went down to the Kangaroos on the weekend by just 1 point.
It is, and the Kangaroo side was missing Simon Clark, and they had Dylan Murphy go to with a knee injury early in the first quarter. And from what I've read, the last year's Bowen medalist will be out for the year with a knee reconstruction, so that makes it even a better win for Sunbury, who a lot of people, they're making them stand up and look at them already. The off-season recruiting had already done that, but they're starting to put that form on the field as well.
I know you've just mentioned it there, but are they serious contenders this year? Are they the number one side to beat, not Romsey?
Well, even the talk, everyone's been talking about Diggers Rest is the other one, Diggers Rest and Sunbury. I think speaking with Dean Helmers out at the Diggers Rest Riddle game last week, he sort of said, don't expect his team to start firing until the middle of the year. They've had a lot of different players come in. I think they had 11 or 12 different players from last year's final. They played against Rupertswood, play on the weekend against them. So that's a big difference. And they're going to take time to gel when they're adding a few more youngsters. So expect Romsey to come the second half of the season. But at this early point, your Diggers Rest has been consistent the last couple of years. And now Sunbury, who's managed to bring in these recruits and at the moment have fit players, which they didn't have at the end of last year.
Another highlight from round two in the Riddles District Football League was 9 goals from Marcus Kenny, which helped Macedon get over the line against the Melton Centrals. In the netball, not all matches were completed on the weekend thanks to the wet weather.
No, as with the football, the Rupertswood-Romsey netball match was a late one, and so that didn't start to 4:30. And from what I've been told, it was absolutely freezing cold. It poured the whole game. And in the end, through the third quarter, Rupertswood approached Romsey to say, how about we look at this, calling this off? Romsey originally said, no, we'll keep playing on. But then they said, no, I think it's the right decision. So they called off the game in the third quarter when the scores were 27-all.
Now, how does that impact the ladder? Do they each get equal points, or is it just no points from that match?
No, it was declared a draw, so they got 2 points each out of it. So for Rupertswood, who had come back, they scored 16 goals to 2 in that third quarter. They were on fire and looked like they could be running away for it. They're saying, yes, we may have lost 2 points, but it was more about the safety of the players on the court.
Now, on Saturday night down here at Clark Oval, there was a thrilling match between Sunbury and Lake Wendouree, with the Lions getting their first win of the 2015 Ballarat Football League season.
It was, and they had to hold on. They went goalless in the last quarter and managed to. They'd done enough in the first three quarters to get across the line. So it's good for the Sunbury to get a first win after being thrashed round one by Darley.
And I see Dylan Tarkson was named one of the best. Are the Lions going to hang on to him, or is he going back to the Cannons this week?
Well, you'd have to say on the back of that performance, the Cannons would be looking to get him back on the field out there. I think the biggest thing is trying to get consistency from Dylan. And that's, if they can get that consistency across the game, that's only going to make him a better player. And the Cannons got lost on the weekend. They were had a fade out in the second half against North Ballarat Rebels. So I'm expecting a few changes at the Cannons as well. So Parkson on that performance, and he was among the best in Sunbury's loss to Darley as well, will be in the mix.
Of course, Cannons going down by 60 points to North Ballarat City on the weekend. We'll be speaking to Ian Kite very shortly. In the soccer, Sunbury United finally have a smile on their face after a tough start to the season.
They did. They finally got their first win of the season, and it was a good one as well, winning 3-0. So they've managed to get off the bottom of the ladder with that win, and it's something these guys have needed after a very poor start to the season.
Morale boosting, that's for sure, after I think they played two matches very close together the week before. So finally, something to smile about for the Sunbury United club. For the Sunbury Jets, last week we spoke about the men's side finding form. This week it's the women's side, and they've already matched their results from last year, I believe.
They did, and it was a good weekend all round for the Jets. They both, their men's and women's side and their two youth sides, all played two games, and they managed to get 7 out of 8 wins. So on the women's side of things, they were bottom of the ladder. They could have easily been relegated to Division 2, but the league was happy to keep them in Division 1, and that's starting to pay dividends. They beat Mildura and Geelong, who are two of the better sides, on the weekend, to go with two other wins. They're able to get that consistency, and trying to get all the girls together and not getting on the court makes it hard. So they're expecting to get better in the second half of the season. And the fact they've already got 4 wins to start the year is a good start.
Is finals a realistic goal, do you think?
I don't know. I think it'll depend on how they develop. They're importing Kelsey Siegel, who has been one of the standouts in the competition, not just for Sunbury. And, like, again, on Sunday she had 31 points and 16 rebounds. So a lot will be on her shoulders, but I'm expecting them to be around the mix, if they not quite make the finals, to be around that mark, which is a big improvement on where they were last year.
Taking a look down the path towards this weekend, anything sticking out as the must-watch?
I think football-wise, you've got Rupertswood, and Diggers Rest is probably the big one for them. They've got that little bit of a rivalry, and Diggers Rest will want to bounce back after that, and I think the netball will be quite interesting there as well. You've also got, I think, a little bit going towards more your Macedon Rangers. You've got Kyneton and Gisborne in the soccer, so I don't think they've ever really had a local rivalry, so that's something that'll be a little bit different for those guys as well. And the other one is probably East Sunbury, so they play Burnside Heights in the EDFL, and last year the only matches that those two teams won were against each other, so it's a possibility for East Sunbury to get a win on the board.
And coming off a fairly good result too. They were only down by 5 points at halftime on the weekend, Thunder, but then got beaten. But the good news is that their margins are getting smaller, which is what we want to see.
It is, and I think all three of their margins have been fairly relatively small compared to what they have been in past years. And speaking to Steve Gray a couple of weeks ago, he said, we are getting better, it's just we've got to play a little bit longer and sort of learn that to win. So hopefully they will get the opportunity against Burnside Heights to sing the song again.